Oh my.
Hello.
Hello, we're waiting for Tony. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
But it's going to be a shitstorm.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, that's good. I don't think it needs all.
This is great. It just starts recording, by the way, just so you know.
What'd you say?
It starts recording right off the right as soon as you say hello.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, it told me.
I tried adding Tony. I did add him, I think. Let me try again. Hold on.
Can you hear me, by the way?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, because it showed me it's mute. So.
Again.
It can be just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Yes, but, you know. This is what I would hear in the car on the way up to Tony's. Let's see if Tony.
This is what you did in the car on the way up to Tony's?
No, this is what I would hear from you on the way up to Tony's.
Here, I'm going to actually give you a little treat.
This is good. Well, that's great. This is going on the podcast.
That's good.
Tony?
This is fantastic.
Hello and welcome to Rockstar Podcast episode, I don't know.
Episode 39? 40?
40?
Did we hit a milestone?
I think we did, and that's why I can't make this shitstorm number 40. 39.
So 39 and a half.
39.5.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're all wondering why this is Lorenzo's best attempt at audio, it's because Tony is driving, Mariano is home with a sick kid, and I'm at work, and we're doing this through the Anchor app where you can just call your friends and record an episode.
And I think technology is absolutely fascinating.
Yes, and I'm walking around the parking lot, and when you guys talk, it comes up through speaker, and I can't fix it. So I'm going to try and walk far away from people. And, you know, this might be if nothing else, this might just be a 10 or 15 minute wasted conversation, but at least we can talk.
But a conversation with you is not a wasted conversation, Lorenzo.
Oh, thank you. And this goes against what we've done, whereas when Tony doesn't show up, usually the audio craps the bed. Tony is here, so this is not sponsored by, supported by, or promoted by Drop House Incorporated.
In any way, shape, or form. Thank you for the legal disclaimer. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Now, I think this is pretty wild considering we're all remote and we're all, you know, on different devices and we're all doing some crazy shit right now. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Tony, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I have a very crazy day, which is why you caught me driving. My first meeting was at 10 a.m. and my last call will be at 8:30 tonight, so nonstop.
So you put in a half day. All right. Well, that's
good. Yeah. You know, I mean, I only work on the weekends, so
this,
you know,
is true.
This is true. This is what people think.
Tony, let's see how this goes. Mariano, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yeah. That's kind of boring. Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting well. All right. So you want my skinny of what I'm doing today? So
yes, because we have to fit 15 to minutes for the content. So just give us any bullshit you can.
So Gemma was sick today, so I kind of rearranged my schedule. I was originally going to come into Bell for the morning anyway, but didn't work out. So, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I'm also preparing for a. For another trip tomorrow. I'm going to Tampa, where it's supposed to be hot and muggy, which I'm not looking forward to. But it's for a good reason. I'm going to another conference that I go to every year for this year, a bunch of optometrists, and no education sessions this time though. I'm just going to be on the show floor, kind of talking to existing customers and talking to other. Did in our website and digital marketing service.
That's kind of cool.
So,
all right. Now, normally I would empathize or sympathize with you. However, next week I will be for a full 7 days in Disney, and the weather is supposed to be 90 degrees, so I'm going to
melt. All right.
While you're in a nice convention air-conditioned hall, I'll be walking the streets with Mickey and the whole crew.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And they will all, and they, well, if you think it's hot, can you imagine how they must feel?
Oh, inside those suits, huh?
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, but no, there are no suits. It's real Mickey Mouse and real
I'm sorry. I'm not kid friendly.
Well, if they're real, then they can't be inside a suit. It's their human mouse body. And they're getting paid, and I'm paying them, so my sweat is worth more.
Yeah, okay. That I like your life.
But I can drink. I can drink, and they can't, or at least not that I know of.
Yes.
Yeah, well, who knows? It's water, I swear.
Yes. Tony, would you like to join either of us on our trip?
I am going to hold it down here just to make sure everything stays on track. You guys enjoy Disney, and you enjoy humidity in Tampa. Although Tampa is quite nice. Isn't Ybor City in Tampa? Is that where that is?
I don't know. But
I think so. And Disney's Disney. You'll have a great time. You'll hate it. You'll be drunk. It's fine.
I think I'll enjoy it, but here's where the problem will run into. I'm going to have to go back to my old DJ days of where I have to bring something for the chafing.
And I have to say, my first time at Disney was with my kids.
Yeah.
And I did thoroughly enjoy it. So.
I do think I'll enjoy it. It's just I had it as a comfortable 4 days at a moderate hotel. My wife took over, and it turned into 7 days at the newest hotel that opened up like a month ago.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic.
So I'll be taking all business inquiries, even while I'm away. Next Tuesday from the Beauty and the Beast teacup party, I'm going to try and call you both and do a podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. As long as I get to talk to Beauty and the Beast, then that would be – it'd be worthwhile.
Well, I think you do every Tuesday, and we'll let the people determine who's beauty and who's By the way, I told this to my friend. I'm throwing up gang signs in the photos. If you see me put a peace sign up in a photo, it's mean I'm trying to find peace right now because these two are driving me insane.
Yeah. I was gonna say you need codes in case you need help or you need an emergency phone call or something. I don't know.
Yes, I guess when you're a white male and you're a father, you throw up gang signs as a peace sign. That's what the gang sign is, apparently. Tony, you have events this weekend?
I had a full weekend of events, and I do have another full weekend of events coming up. So, and a lot of stuff going on during the week. Like I said, today is a stacked day, we call it, which means it's pretty much nonstop, you know, meetings and phone calls. Tomorrow, I'll be attending a professional luncheon, which will be kind of cool. And then Thursday, I've got a ton of calls, and I'll be up in the Ridgewood office that we have, which is always fantastic to get to.
Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
If anyone is familiar with Ridgewood, it's a wonderful town, actually. It's a really, really nice town to hang out in and go out in and have dinner or date or whatever. But if you need to go to Ridgewood and fight the traffic to get to Ridgewood from even Central Jersey, much less South Jersey, it is unbelievably unbearable. It's never a good time to get up there because the trip that should take you 45 to 50 minutes probably takes you an hour and 10 every time. So
that's when we should really do the podcast.
I would have had a lot of time tomorrow in the car. Today I'm on limited time.
Well, I would have waited about 40 minutes into your drive to really
get my angst. Tony, we know. So you get
Tony, is this? Yeah. Is this time of year a busy time of year for you, or is there a time of year that's more busy than other times
of
year?
Well, it depends, right? So this time of year, so we're in April going into May, it becomes a really busy time of year because it's kind of a transition time because just as we're still taking a lot of calls, appointments, and inquiries for future dates, whether they be more than likely, not so much late this year, but more into 2020 and 21, we are also ramping up on the performance and planning side. So you're meeting with couples for what we call our final details, which is basically, you know, we're about 3-4 weeks from their event. And we basically go through every single detail that, you know, is going to kind of we're going to come across throughout the course of the day. And then we're also meeting new couples who are interested in working with us, who are seeing us post a lot of stuff. So I've just met with meeting with a couple who's following me on Instagram, and you know, she's been looking at my work and what have you. So and then obviously you have preparation for the upcoming weekend, which is usually 2 to 3 events throughout the course of the weekend. So it is literally a proverbial, and in the most positive way, a shitstorm of everything happening. So it's pretty awesome, but it's pretty overwhelming too.
If we were all together, this would evolve into the Getting to Know Tony episode. So totally. Seeing as that's coming, Tony, could you give us a little insight or a preview? The name of the first girl you...
I'm not going to get into this. I don't think I remember her name, actually.
You hit the big red button real quick. Did you guys hear the phone call?
Sorry, Tony's not available. I'm just kidding.
Did you guys hear the phone call?
I don't think I remember. The what?
Oh, I had a phone call come through, and I totally lost you guys, so I didn't know you were talking. So I don't know.
Fantastic. Okay, oh, yeah.
So,
it was still going. I heard Tony the whole time, so I think we were recording.
Okay, so I'll wait to hear the recapture of the.
It'll be funnier if you. Yeah.
Okay.
You just listen.
And okay. Did you answer? Did you also follow up and say the name of the first guy you kissed or no?
I've never kissed a guy.
I have, but that's okay. It was my cousin.
That's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I feel like I'm missing out. It's fine.
It was my cousin, which could make it weirder or not, but that's another story.
Yeah, that is another story. I can't wait for that episode, Mariano, right?
Getting to know. Well, we'll see when that happens. I feel like it's a getting to know Lorenzo at the first 5 minutes of every episode, but I think they've had enough. Let me ask you a question. Content. Have you ever heard the phrase when the people say, they told me I couldn't do it, or they told me I couldn't get this done or whatever?
In what context? What do you mean?
Like in terms of
a challenge?
Yeah, well, like, you know, being a superstar athlete or a business owner or whatever. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you know who they are? Because I have to be honest. Maybe that's just me, but I've never had someone come up to me and say I can't do something. So I think that gets kind of – is it – are you guys have a they? I don't have a they. I don't have anybody that's just like came up to me, you can't do that, man. Do you think people just use that as a chip, or is that something I'm missing?
I think it's meant to be, how would you say,
I think it's a generic term. Like it's a generic term for people that are downers, people that are haters, people that have, you know, in your experience in trying to, and it may just be a specific, I mean, I think it's a more like, these are the people that I asked and they all told me that I couldn't do it. So I refer to them collectively as they.
Yep.
And they in one instance may be different than they in another instance.
You know what?
So
the reason why I ask is I've always just come to the terms that when someone says that, and I don't think I've never heard you guys say it, but that I think that they is actually the person's self-doubt, and they just pin it on somebody else to make themselves feel like, you know, because I mean, I can understand they in the sense of like how you're suggesting it, but usually you don't get like the haters or people like that until you've kind of made it somewhere. I don't know. It just, it always strikes me when I hear people say that. And I'm like, who is they?
Yeah. So I don't think it's meant to be so specific. Obviously. I think it's more of like a metaphor almost, or metaphorical. So it could very well be self-doubt, like you mentioned, Lozo, but, it could just be like schools of thought. You could say that, well, you know, like principles of design in your world, you know, they say you shouldn't do that. They say you can't do that. They say don't do this.
We have
that in my universe as well.
Sure.
It's okay to break the rules if you're confident and you think it might work, because then you could be the day that said it did work or that it can work. So, you know. That's all.
I think probably I see it maybe a little bit more than you guys, only because I do watch a lot of sports and I do see that a lot.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, and I think if it fuels you, fine. And it got you there, I get it. But I just think it sometimes it comes from self-doubt more than anything. So I just, every time I say that, or like when, well, I don't want to go down the religious route, so we'll just stay away from that. Tony, where are you going? Home?
I am heading home/studio, and I have a call very shortly. So I will be taking the rest of my calls from my studio tonight. So at least I'll be home. So when I'm done at like 9:30 tonight, at least I'll be home.
I have a 7:30 appointment, and they also have happy hour tonight and tomorrow night here at the office. So I don't know how that's going to all play out.
I think it will play out perfectly.
Yes, we should actually do the podcast during happy hour, so at least we could drink while
we
do
it. I've been trying to make that happen for years.
I would not be opposed to that.
Well, let's close it out with the fact that I think we tentatively have it scheduled, but I think in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, Tony, we're going to come to your place and do a whole episode on how to do a podcast. I'll give my insight, and then you'll fix the problems I have with the audio and tell everybody exactly how to do it if they want to go.
No worries.
I think we could do it where a little bit I could speak to the more moderate style, and then you could speak to the real professional style, and we could do some video and explain how you do stuff. Because you did an intro recently for the Bride Weddingzilla
podcast. I did. Oh, yeah, you're on that radar. I did, actually. Thank you for picking that up. Yeah, they just launched, I think it was either this week or last week. So it did come up on my
yesterday,
radar.
Yesterday, because I put up the website.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Very good.
Yeah. That's how I found out about the YouTube, because I heard that voice and I'm like, wait a second.
Thank you.
And yeah, sure enough, it was.
It's the Weddingzilla podcast.
Yes, geared towards the world of educating brides.
That's right.
Through vendor experiences with Wyatt and Matt, I believe.
Right, correct. Wyatt seems to be a nice guy. So.
Yes, he is. And if I could plug my other podcast, thebellcast.com, for all things that Bell works.
Of course.
Excellent.
And that's about it. I don't know what else the hell to say right now because I'm walking in this parking lot. People are looking at me because I'm yelling and there's speakers and stuff like that.
And I think we should wish Mariano a lot of luck because he's got a sick kid and he's got to get on a plane tomorrow.
I think I need more luck than him next week. But yeah, no, good luck.
Oh,
to
next
you too,
week,
Mariano.
Yes, you do. And, but this is happening.
And good luck to you, Lorenzo. I hope it turns out to be a great time, even though you will probably be exhausted by the time you get home. But I hope you have a great time down there.
Well, let me just add that I am coming back the day before Mother's Day, and I have a soccer game at 9 a.m., and then I have to go down the shore for Mother's Day. So I might want to stay in Disney.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
You're spreading yourself a little thin there, buddy.
Is that a hair thing, or what are we talking about? look for the photos.
That's what Lorenzo. Yeah. That's what I hear they say. They say that you're spreading yourself.
They
a
do
bit
say that.
So.
I think they was me.
You know, women used to say that to me when I was dating.
No.
But,
okay.
That was when I was prominent on AOL. Is this recording still? All right.
Still recording.
hello, Karen. Okay. Episode 39 and a half is, well, let's hope it worked out and hopefully this recorded. If not, look for the gangs.
Good talk.
Look for the gang sign. All right. Goodbye.
Gangster finger.
Goodbye, boys.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Episode 39 and a half in the can. Bye.